Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the whole deal, right? You want to be part of the solution. It's the only way to make things work. It's one of the things to make sure that that we got a handle on things. Get informed and then help disseminate that information. You know, as you were hearing, as you heard a few minutes ago in the news, on the news, that Joey B has decided that he's going to do what it takes to protect Taiwan, and you know, it was funny though, because after he did the little speech, or after he did answer some of the questions, apparently the White House itself walked back some of his terminologies. Because remember, the agreement we made with Taiwan was not necessarily to send somebody there, you know, send our troops there to shore them up, to support them. All it says is we're supposed to support them. It doesn't say that we're support them through, you know, military actions or anything along those lines. I guarantee you now on this show today, as you're listening, they will use that line, the Democrats will, not to honestly and really send help to Taiwan. They might send a few bucks. Right? I mean, seriously. They might send them a few dollars. But what do you think they're going to do? What do you think they're honestly going to do when the pressure comes? China. We're talking about China here. Right? And they're not going to give up easy. You know what they want. They've wanted it for a long time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And again, like I say, there's a lot of information out there that neither you or I have yet. All right, moving on, as they say. I don't know how you can move on with some of this stuff. You know, tomorrow night, there was, I guess, one of the first transsexual pioneers. One of the first transgender people who was really irritated at the indoctrination that's being done to young people. So we'll talk more about that tomorrow night. But I got to tell you, I mean, I listened to the video over and over and over again. I'm going, my God, he's right. He's right on. I can't even argue with the guy. And he was specifically, well, I'll leave it for tomorrow night. And I think you'll, I hope and believe you'll enjoy it. State Farm came out. They, these big companies, I think it's hilarious. When you hear them talk about this stuff, and they jump right on the bandwagon. So in the last, according to some of the statistics that the left puts out, the rate at which we're growing, or the LGBTQ community is growing, which is not necessarily gay or lesbian, but mostly transgender. So I think in a matter of 4 or 5 years, according to some of these surveys, we grew from a 6% or It was a little over 6.25% of the population said that they were gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender, along with all the other stuff. And we are now close to 20%. Even the doctors say the statistical impossibility. There's no way. Is it just, they all woke up? Right? And it changes dramatically, whether it's Gen Z, Gen X, whatever it is, all the way up. And frankly and honestly, this is how ridiculous this is. If you look at how far it's gone, the numbers are. And they keep growing the way they're growing. By 2035, we're going to be, again, I'm using their numbers, not mine. We're going to be 65% transgender. Gay, lesbian, the whole country is going to be gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual. By about 65%. And I had to laugh. Is this like a desperate way to push for acceptance or understanding? I mean, I don't know. I'm truly asking the question because no way those numbers are true or real. And that's coming for the people in that community, which is why, again, tomorrow night I'll play that piece on the transgender guy who says, you know, this isn't right. This is not right the way this is going out there. And I realize that's one man's, well, it's really not one, it's plenty of them, but this is one guy in particular, one of the early, I don't want to say founders, but one of the early ones that had this done and went through this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always. We'll also talk a little bit more about the woman running for Congress, who is a devout Democrat socialist. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Messina, your host. By the way, yesterday, for some of you who didn't know, was Armed Forces Day. Right, or 2 days ago, I'm sorry. Well, we're not on the weekends, so just want to make sure, you know, everybody understands we do care about our armed forces. We do care about our military people. As you know, as the months go by, the days go by, I really do appreciate them. Really do appreciate what they did for us. Anyhow, again, I'll probably do a little bit more on that later on this week. Even though it's a couple days late, I don't care. We could honor them all year round. That would be really cool, wouldn't it? All right, so let's get back to some of these big corporations that have decided to, you want to call it go woke or go stupid? I don't care. You pick a term. Whatever works for you. But I love how, you know, State Farm is now under fire for allegedly pushing gender fluidity books on children. Now, why they're even involved in this, I don't know. I don't know why they're spending money for it. This is nothing. This is insurance, right? They're State Farm insurance. So why they? So an email. I mean, not an email. A video was commercial was put together. Which I got to tell you, I think it's great. I think the way they laid it out is great. You need to take a listen. Check this out. And did you not know that was going to happen? Every single darn time. There we go. Come on. Give me something to work with here, folks. Oh, there you go. All right. Like a good neighbor, State Farm ain't always there. There we go.
Conversations about sexual identity? That's what State Farm's doing.
Consumer Research is launching a campaign against State Farm Insurance because recently a whistleblower brought to our attention evidence, email chain traffic, showing that they have been intentionally trying to target kindergartners for discussions around transgender issues, sexual identity issues, without notifying their parents and without their consent, and specifically targeting them in the public schools. The first thing we did is, of course, wanted to verify this information. We reached out to other Florida State Farm agents to make sure that they had also gotten the email. And then we researched some of the materials, specifically the Gender Cool Project that's mentioned in the email. If you go onto their website, you'll find that State Farm is listed in, by name and by their logo as a sponsor and a partner of that project. In this case, State Farm looks to be targeting five-year-olds, kindergartners, in fact, in the public schools for inappropriate discussions around sexual identity. And so we want to call them out for that activity and to notify parents and customers of State Farm's activity so they can hopefully get them to cut it out, but at the very least, make sure that their kids were not approached by State Farm.
These books don't belong in elementary schools, and State Farm shouldn't be putting them there. Like a creepy neighbor, State Farm is there.
What Consumers Research is hoping to do here is to educate consumers, customers of State Farm, and parents as to their activities. And I will note one interesting thing about State Farm. They're set up like much like a credit union. Their customers are their member owners. They are effectively. So even if you don't have kids and you are a State Farm customer, this is being done in your name. And we think that is a very important thing for customers, and in this case, owners or controllers of the members of the company, to be aware that's being undertaken in their name. Everyone.
No, it's funny because, again, how do these companies decide to get involved in this? You know, at the percentage that they're at, the percentage, again, of the different groups that are at, they can't say this is a money-making opportunity for them necessarily. Now, some of you are going to go, well, that's because, you know, they have scruples, they have integrity, and they think that, no, that's not it. These companies don't do that for that kind of thing. Really, there's something bigger going on here. You know, it's so funny that when some of these companies got involved with BLM and the rest of them. I'd like to know which one of these are willing to open their mouths, right, and say something, truly say something, about what happened to BLM. Gee, we're sorry we gave them our money. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear them fess up that they actually made a mistake, because you know they won't do it. Right? Let's just be honest about it. They won't do it. They're afraid of the backlash. But I thought crime was crime was crime. I thought nobody was above the law. Apparently that's not true either. Right? These people need to take a stance. A real stance. And when they make a mistake, they need to come back and say, hey, we made a mistake. We backed the wrong group. We did the wrong thing. Well, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. But whatever it is, open your mouth and fess up to it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I think you shouldn't, I personally, not a big boycott freak, but I personally believe you shouldn't support these groups. You shouldn't support these, you shouldn't buy from these companies that are just bent on putting false information together, which is what it's all about. They want their narrative to go through. No matter what, their narrative counts. More than anything else. And that being the case, again, they're willing to print, put up, do a commercial about. And they're not, I'm not so sure they care whether it's true or not. Based on their actions, based on their act in the past, I'd say no, they don't care. So if truly no one's above the law, if truly these things matter, then BLM needs to be investigated. I talked earlier about the $8 million they spent on a mansion in Canada. Why? What do they need a mansion for? Now, they'll tell you it's to hold events, to do their counseling, to train. Really? Who trains in a mansion? There are plenty of convention centers, plenty of offices, plenty of places you could rent when you need it to do your training, unless they're turning out tens of thousands of people on a regular basis. I doubt it. I don't kind of sort of doubt it. I very, very much doubt it. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-556. When we come back, we're going to talk about the woman running for city council, in her own words, with her own commercial. So I don't have to worry about getting it wrong, because it wouldn't be the first time, right? About how she wants to hit it up for $30 an hour as minimum wage. Okay, she wants housing for everybody. And health care for everybody. Now, part of that housing for everybody, she actually told people they could break into those homes that aren't being used, or should be able to, so they can stay warm and be fed. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More advanced weapons are heading to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said 20 countries announced new security assistance packages for the besieged country.
And today, several countries announced new donations of critically needed artillery systems and ammunition, including Italy, Greece, Norway, and Poland.
Austin also said that during a virtual meeting, Ukraine officials made their security needs clear, adding it's consistent with what has been identified in recent weeks. Former Vice President Mike Pence has endorsed incumbent Georgia Governor Brian Kemp as he faces a primary challenge from former Senator David Perdue, who has been endorsed by former President Donald Trump. Purdue is hoping to force Kemp into a runoff after Tuesday night's primary. The Dow closed up 618 points, the NASDAQ added 181, the S&P 500 rose 72. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you're, you know, helping us out, sending me stories. And by the way, I heard just a little while ago, State Farm said that it'll no longer support programs that expose kids to transgenderism. Got to keep your eyes open. This is why I said to you, you know, a lot of times you guys think you're not making a difference. And it's not true. You are making a difference. You may not be doing it the way you want to, but you're making a difference. It takes a while. It takes you on it for a while. And some of these bigger companies are figuring that out. Right? I mean, seriously, all day long they've been getting pummeled. State Farm has been being pummeled. Because they plan to provide school children with pro-transgender books. The insurance company reversed its policy. State Farm said conversations about sex and gender should be had at home. Amen. Really. There's no place for school or anywhere else. The following, when you think about everything they got going on, what they could, you know, be dealing with in school, this really is something they should be dealing with. So this is why you need to pay attention where your money goes. You guys that say you're conservative, that you only want to support some conservative causes, well, go look at where you're spending your money. Where is it going? Where is it being, what are they spending it on? Many of these companies you do business with when you do have alternatives are doing business with places like Planned Parenthood. Are you really okay with that? I got to ask you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of. All right, so here's the congresswoman has decided that really every person in America should make at least a minimum $30 an hour, have a home. Well, listen, hear it out of her mouth, because she's actually talking about breaking the law as well, making it okay for you to break the law. Take a listen.
Warning this week that housing prices are becoming unhinged from fundamentals.
Or the market norm. No, I think
you feel it. I
I feel it, we're on the edge of collapse. The corporate elite tell us not to worry, but what has doing what they told us ever gotten us?
How funny is this one of the all-time times?
Now you do what they told you. Now you do what they told
you. You know what?
I did what they told me. I went to college. I got a master's degree.
Who told you to go to college? Who told you to run up those... I'm sorry, I can't let it run the whole time and not beat it up a little bit. Don't know, in all sincerity, I'm the guy, and I know others, always push it. Don't go to college unless you absolutely have to. Unless your job, or the job you're looking for has something to do... You know, a lot of people go to college, a lot of young people especially, get away from the house. Yeah, they go for their field, but how many of them? I mean, I've heard staggering numbers that people end up in high debt, and they don't even end up in the field they want to go into. There's not enough room, not enough jobs available, whatever the situation is. But don't tell me you don't know that ahead of time.
I ended up living in my car. I did what they told me. Protests, letters, phone calls. Nothing changed. So I stopped doing what they told me. We occupied empty buildings and got 200 shelter beds added in our town. 200 people who didn't freeze to death. Billionaires tell us you'll own nothing.
So apparently it's okay to break into places. That's what they did. That's what they did. They broke into places. Right? They had to turn on the electricity. They had to turn on the gas, I guess. Think of all the things they had to do to move into one of those places. And you, as a taxpaying American, when you've built your house, you've done some upgrades, you can't even afford to turn some of that stuff on. You've got to pay through the nose to get that stuff turned on. They're not here. She can give it to you for free. So because she got frustrated with the fact that she couldn't find a job, she fell into the trap that they set for her. Now everybody has to suffer for it.
And you'll be happy. Well, fuck that. They want you depressed and hopeless. No. You should be angry and hopeful. And that.
You know, and again. Now, I'm sorry, somebody. I thought she said, and scrub that. I hope that's what she said. I apologize. Anyway. She is pushing really hard, right? That she and these people are doing well across the country in heavy Democrat areas. She thinks that $30 an hour is the bare minimum for every country in the U.S., every county in the U.S., for an adult with a kid to afford housing, food, health care, basic necessities, no vacations, no eating out. Those are just the facts. No amount of praying to Ayn Rand and Milton Friedman will change that. Those are her words, not mine. But what happened to us really, truly making it on our own? That's still happening all over the place. I mean, is it to a point where now we're so weak as a society, we can't even look and see what we want to do and what the real American dream is and how to achieve that dream? I'm asking. I got to know. Right? If we raise such a generation of weak peoples, that they can't push through this stuff, come on, for real? See, that's part of what appreciating what you had was all about. When you had to push through it, she had to sleep in her car. I know plenty of people that slept in their car for a while until they got things rolling. Until they got back on, at least they had a car to sleep in. They didn't have to sleep behind a dumpster or in the street or in a cardboard box. They had the car to do it. I'm not saying that's the best, but you know how much more you appreciate this stuff? When you've worked for it, when you've worked it through, when you've moved up the so-called social ladder because of the work you've done, nobody's handing it to you. You know, Even the black community has a problem with this. Think of all those people that were tagged that they got what they got because of affirmative action. How does that make them feel better about themselves? I don't think it does. Matter of fact, I think if anything, when it comes to affirmative action type of stuff, right? When you come in the top 10, did you really come in the top 10? Did you get a leg up? I mean, I'm not saying that it's true or not true. I'm just asking the questions. In the purity of the whole situation, does affirmative action or things like affirmative action, that really make somebody feel better about themselves, really value what they got out of that? I was one of the few kids in high school, daddy didn't buy me the car, loan me the money, give me half the money, whatever. My first car I got on my own. I think I was the only car in the parking lot that had Bondo in it that you could see. I had to fix it up. I had to make it work. I had to make it better. Really? And yeah, that was my car. I paid for it. I cared for that car. I took care of it. I wasn't stupid with it. Now again, Parsons from Washington talked about occupying buildings, and that's nothing new for her. In 2020, she was a spokesperson for the group Tacoma Housing Now, which organized a group of homeless people in 16 rooms at a motel. The group paid for one night for the rooms and then demanded that the city and state government pay the people, refused to leave. So they paid for a night to get them in their rooms, and then they refused to leave, and they wanted the city to pay for them, or you know, these people would be thrown out in the street. Oh, my God. No setup there, huh? So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I love this song. Yeah, some people, it's a theme from The Naked Gun, right? Gotta have another say. It's gotta have another name to it. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation. I very much appreciate it. Anyway, a lot going on. A lot that I need to get to. You know, and again, pay attention to what's going on around you, man. Really? So we're talking about the what's this woman's name again? The Washington Democrat Socialist, Rebecca Parson. She's a congressional candidate. She actually did call for breaking into homes. Her attitude is such to where, hey, you know, if there's nobody in them, whether they've been and the bank hasn't taken them over, or the bank has taken them over and not filled them. There's no reason why you can't. And she touts the fact, ready for this one, that she found housing for over 200 people. No, she didn't. She stole housing for over 200 people. Really? Seriously? Hey, by the way, did you guys hear that? I always have fun in the last segment. De Blasio. I mean, he thinks he's so popular, he's going to run for Congress in a new area that they that the new maps laid out in New York. This ought to be good. I mean, I hope they come after him. I hope regular Dems come after him with a vengeance for the damage he did to New York City. Yeah, this is amazing. All right, anyway, back to the Rebecca Parson running in the state of Washington as a socialist. You know, and perfect for what? I mean, sorry, guys, but look at who's been elected in your inner cities. It seems like, and then you want to cry about what's going on. Stop electing these fools. You know, if you want to, again, if you want to see what true socialism is all about, you're going to find out really hard in Washington State soon. $30 an hour, minimum wage. You know that person who keeps screwing up your order at the drive-thru? Yeah, $30 an hour. I mean, we're talking about something that's almost automated, and they can't get it right. And then guaranteed health care, guaranteed wages, guaranteed, all the way across the board. Tell me how she grew up. No, really. Tell me how you, I should say this differently. Tell me how you think she grew up. You think she was handed anything? I do. And this is the problem we're having a lot of young people. Because they were always the center of attention. Mommy and Daddy always said that everything that they said, everything that came out of their mouths was real and true and right and all of that. That's sad. I'm sorry, I think it's sad. All right, we got, you know, a couple of minutes left. And I thought I have some, I thought I'd have some fun with Stacey Abrams. And, you know, again, she called Georgia, she, not me, she did. She called Georgia a crappy state. Right? And yet she's running for, well, actually, according to her, she is governor there. She's running for governor. What do you do with that? No, and with all sincerity, what do you do with that? Right? And she must think these people are enamored with her and love her or whatever. But in a recent interview, or interviews with Georgia voters, let's see what they have to say about Stacey Abrams, as she is running for that seat. Governor Stacey Abrams, I guess? I don't know.
And step in, and sometimes know when to step out.
Small town in Georgia, right? Lawrenceville, Georgia. They're asking people what
immigration is one of the big ones. Price of gas is a really big one. And just to buy a cantaloupe, can't really afford it anymore.
I'm a Trump guy, but I'm not going to vote for Purdue because I don't think he's as competent as Kemp is. I think Kemp has proven that he's more competent as far as business goes, especially here in Georgia.
Yeah, economy is my main one.
Stance on economics, illegal immigration, and foreign affairs.
At the end of the day, we're looking for candidates that support our pro-life values, our values of having a good economy that everybody, that young people can thrive under.
Not sound like it's going to work out very well for Stacey, does it?
We want to be able to finish our education, have students that are not in high amounts of debt. We need to be able to afford gas. We need to be able to pay our bills. Housing prices are astronomical. This inflation is ridiculous.
I like that it's a lot of black people supporting black people. So I wouldn't say it's the worst place to live in. I live in Chicago, and I think it's a lot more expensive and a lot more dangerous to live in.
Well, if it's so bad, why does she have two houses here?
Why does she think it's the worst? Because she didn't win the last election, I guess.
I don't agree.
That's absolute nonsense.
First of all, everybody's moving here. Most of our families from New York and stuff. I mean, I don't know how she can come out and say that. She better take a look again because I don't agree with that at all.
Whoever thinks it's the worst place, then they need to move out to the good place.
It depends on what's your mind state on where you're living at. Do you care about safety and your kids, or do you care about stuff that just not none of your business?
I mean, sounds like she's not going to do well. And I say that because, again, the things that these people are talking about, she's not interested in at all. And I'm still hung up on the other stuff. I mean, seriously, the fact that she can talk about what a crappy place Georgia is, what a bad place it is, and she still wants to be governor. So I thought this was interesting. Some of the California freaktoid assembly people came out to stick up for Nancy Pelosi. Because apparently the Archbishop of San Francisco has decided that Nancy Pelosi should not receive communion because she actively promotes abortion. Not because she has voted for it or voted. See, I love these Democrats, these quote-unquote religious Democrats, who come out and they'll say, well, you know, my personal thought is that abortion is, you shouldn't have that, that life is sacred to God. But then they come out and say, but it's not my job to push it on you. Now, I could almost buy that. Almost. I told you this. Right? So if you want to come out and say, look, I don't have a right to push my beliefs on you. I don't have a right to beat Jesus into you. Okay, I get that. But life is life. You have to decide when you believe life starts. Now, she's voting merely based on the fact that I don't have a right to push this on you. And that's all she wants to work with. Okay, let's say that's, I fully accept that, and she goes ahead and she votes to support abortion. That is totally different than being in the house screaming about a woman's right to choose, paying for abortion from taxpayer money. I mean, now you've just become a flag-waving advocate. And you're a flag-waving advocate when you hold Planned Parenthood up in high esteem for an organization that was started by Margaret Sanger to wipe out the black community. I'm sorry. I think that's racism. You know, they dig at the Republicans, they dig at Trump, they dig at others to try to prove that we're racist. And yet the very organizations they belong with, that they started, that they promoted, were all based in racism. Right? Margaret Sanger's, Planned Parenthood, KKK. They fought the NRA in the early days, which was a group that was organized to make sure that blacks had the guns and the resources they needed to protect themselves. Terrible. Just terrible. In their minds. And then we have some of these, as I lovingly refer to, Maronis up there in the assembly, that want to come out and talk about how this Archbishop had no right whatsoever to call for her, for other priests not to give her communion. And now the San Francisco Examiner, you know, a true right-wing religious organization, wants the Pope to remove this Archbishop because he's a radical. Yes, he radically loves Christ. He radically believes in the Word of God. He radically believes in life. That's terrible. We can't have this. Can't have this at all, right? You know, they're not even supposed to. Listen, as I recall, once they changed it, when I was a Catholic, you had to go to confession before you could receive communion. You had to go in there and confess your sins. You think she's done that? I'm just asking for a friend. Thomas City, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time you spend with me. It is precious. I'm back here tomorrow and the rest of the week. Hopefully you'll join me. Have a great rest of the day.